What's going on there, people? Are you in the market for a new watch and don't know how to go about purchasing one? Well, I'm here to help. As your luxury timepiece concierge, I'll help you source, purchase, and get you the best possible price, all from authorized retailers at no additional cost to you. Please, you can contact me at amitdevehonda@gmail.com or you can visit my website at www.amitdevehonda.com. Okay, on with the show. On today's episode, I want to share my thoughts on a recent video where John Mayer talks to Benjamin Clymer from Hodinkee. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. What's up, watch fans? It's Amit Dev Honda, and welcome to my podcast. Today, I want to talk to you about how John Mayer recently spoke to Benjamin Clymer from Hodinkee about the evolution of the Big Pilot's watch. Let me first start off by saying it was a pretty cool video. You got to see all these watches. You got to see, two watch enthusiasts who are extremely passionate. I'd say definitely John Mayer is way more passionate. Or expresses his passion much more than Benjamin. Benjamin is obviously an authority in the industry. Very well respected, very well regarded. Founded Hodinkee. 8-9 years ago. And John Mayer is a guest blogger on Hodinkee. So for all of those of you who don't know, he writes occasionally. Last year, he wrote an open letter on Hodinkee to IWC. Basically, it was almost like a love letter about, how IWC is sort of strayed away from their core, from who they were, and, how he'd love to see the brand, go back to their roots and everything. And IWC responded and with their own letter and everything. And it was kind of, it was kind of like a biting letter back from IWC. And I don't think it was meant to be that way. I don't think John Mayer was trying to slam or berate IWC or anything. He's the consummate fan. He started wearing IWC really at a time where big watches were exploding onto the scene in 2002 with the 5002 Big Pilot, which is, basically when IWC brought back the Big Pilot. One of the most iconic watches, by the way, in history, in my opinion. I own that watch. I'm super sad I don't have it anymore. But, they talk about, they both have, John Mayer has his collection, his personal collection of what he's got. And there are some very, very nice watches, including an IWC Big Pilot with a silver dial that was made for a different market. I think it was made for the Japanese market or the Asian market or something like that. But it was very, very different from anything I've ever seen. And of course, Benjamin had, pretty much the entire new Big Pilot collection in his, on one side, and John Mayer was on the other, and they talked about it. And I thought it was pretty cool. I thought it was really, a great exchange between two big voices in the watch industry that kind of represent a generation. John Mayer and Benjamin are both in their mid to late 30s, and they both have an immense knowledge on watches, an immense knowledge on IWC. They discuss John's collection, why he bought them, what the purposes were. And John references, how he was pretty much synonymous with the IWC Big Pilot 5002 on stage. You could definitely see him wearing it. He references it again as a clock. You could actually, when you take it off and put it on your nightstand, it becomes like a clock and, things like that. I mean, it was a very, very nice thing to see. And it was a great to see that letter that John Mayer wrote to IWC really impacted the brand on a global level, and they responded very well, because then, Benjamin talks about the new collection and it shows how they sort of have come back to the center, to the nucleus, to the mothership of who they are. And I think that's really interesting. I think it just shows the power of obviously, you know, this is the great example of a celebrity that's using his power, his influence, his relevance, you know, to sort of, you know, talk to a huge brand like IWC, who's so well known for pilot's watches. And they responded really well. They came back and, you know, he looked at the collection, and he basically said he pretty much would wear whatever they came out with this year. So, you know, and Benjamin, for the most part, I mean, I'll be honest with you, he's not the most engaging person. He's certainly extremely knowledgeable and definitely has a lot of power and a lot of influence in the industry. But, you know, I mean, listen, if I'm talking watches and I'm the foremost authority on watches, and I'm talking to, you know, arguably one of the biggest, you know, IWC Big Pilots collectors, let alone one of the biggest musicians in the world, and he's in my corner, I mean, they're friends. They're clearly friends. They, you know, like, you would think you would, at this point, you definitely would, you'd hear more out of Ben. Their first talking watches segment, which came out a couple of years ago, was pretty fascinating. But I'll definitely say Benjamin has definitely come a long way, because I know he's kind of a quiet guy. He doesn't say too much, but, you know, he definitely talks about relevance and importance of stuff. So I don't criticize him. I have a lot of respect for him. I have a lot of respect for John, and I think it's a great way to sort of captivate an audience, their audience, by bringing such a heavyweight like John Mayer into the game. And because who doesn't want to see, like, you know, a really famous celebrity and a musician? You know, what guy doesn't want to be a musician? Like, you know, John Mayer, it's almost like the yin and the yang. I mean, they're both kind of nerds, they're both kind of geeks, but John Mayer also represents that, you know. He's tattooed and, you know, whatever. He's in the music business and, you know, he kind of stands alone and he's his own sort of thing. And Benjamin sort of is more buttoned up and more conservative and has more of that sort of Clark Kent mysterious sort of thing going on. And I think they both, you know, complement each other really well. And I think they hit on some really important points. And they even talked about the open letter that John Mayer wrote on a Hodinkee to IWC, and they addressed it. And they addressed how great it was that IWC responded with this new collection of Pilots watches, because this year was, you know, the year of the Pilot for IWC when they, you know, released their stuff at SIHH in January. It was the year of the Pilot. And they're both really, you know, just paying respect and homage to the brand and talking about the various Big Pilot models and even going back to the earliest one, the huge one, the 55mm one, which John Mayer also owns. So it's nice to see, like, there is that, you know, that evolutionary step of and where how he got to where he got to and why he bought the things he bought and all that. So I will definitely make sure to throw down the link to the article I wrote, which the video that you know of them conversing, you can definitely check out on my blog, and you can see it for yourself. It's pretty engaging. If you're a watch fan or, you know, music fan or just a fan of pop culture, it's kind of like a nice it's a nice thing to watch, you know, while you have a shot of espresso or a coffee or whatever. And if you have some time, I think it's like 10 to 15 minutes. It could be shorter. It could be longer. I'm not entirely certain of the exact amount of time the video is, but it definitely caught my interest enough for me to write about. So definitely want to check that out. If I can help you purchase or source or, you know, trade or upgrade or whatever, please email me at amitdevhonda@gmail.com. You can visit my website at www.amitdevhonda.com. I'd like to thank Shalvoy Music and DJ Flipside for providing the musical tracks to this podcast. If you want to know what's going on with me and the watch industry, check out my Facebook watch page. You can also check out my Instagram and Twitter. My handles for both are at @AmitDaveHonda. I'll throw the link down below to sign up for my weekly newsletter. And until we meet again, rock on and fly back.